So exactly how is cybercrime used for the illegal trade of animals and animal products?
So bringing that back a little bit, I guess you've got to look at the internet and how big the internet's grown over the last 20, 30 years. So when we go shopping, right, when you go to a Westfield mall or something like that and look at goods, actually have contact with the person who's trading in those goods and then buy them and then bring them home and we've stayed in one geographic area. Well, that's very similar with wildlife products. And now with the shift of commerce online, what's actually happening is that traders are anonymous. You don't know who you're buying from, what you're buying from. Mm. There's no issues with geographical location. You could be speaking to someone in Africa or Germany and really not have any idea. And you actually can't examine the product that you're actually buying. So there is a legal trade for wildlife products, but because there's a legal trade that covers a legal trade just for those issues that I mentioned, that you can't examine the item that you're trying to buy. And I guess I can use the example of a handbag.
Mm.
So there are perfectly legal snakeskin handbags you can purchase from high-end fashion retailers. However, if you're online and you're searching for that same handbag and you find an advertisement on an online trading platform and you buy that, you don't know where that bag's come from. You don't know how that bag's been made. That could have been made from an illegally poached animal. You just don't know. So that's kind of how the internet is contributing with the illegal trade in the world, really.
Well, this is so much more, I guess, innocent on the buyer's behalf than I thought it was initially, yeah. Then, because I thought that this was kind of people on black market sites selling like chimps in cages and things like that, but it can be so innocent on the purchaser's behalf then.
Well, surprisingly, we have done some preliminary, I4 has done some preliminary investigations into what's actually being traded on the dark net, and we didn't find as much as what we thought we would, which was quite surprising. Mm. And I guess being in this field, you think, you know, it's all dark secret corners, trafficking rings. But because technically there are a lot of places where you can trade this stuff legally, there's no point in hiding it in the dark net. There's no point being undercover. And also with the scale and size of the internet, regulators can't keep up. Like, there's no way that, you know, the Australian Federal Police or Interpol can actually monitor everything that's being traded online. So the likelihood of you actually being caught if you're doing illegal activity is really, really small. So it's actually a lot of the illegal trade in wildlife is on the regular internet.
Wow.
Which, yeah, really surprising, hey?
Yeah, and that makes it so much more sinister then, in my opinion, because we can't track it. We can't really police it all that well. How, I guess, you know, this is like asking how big's the internet, but how widespread and prevalent is this practice?
Well, I mean, it's really, really, really hard to quantify. I guess, you know, yourself or can actually hop on the internet and just search for something that you might think might be really hard to find and be really amazed at what you could find on the internet. I certainly found that. I4 has done a couple of snapshots investigations as to how big the market is. So in 2018, we looked at trade over in Europe, and we, over a six-week period, we identified over 11,500 advertisements of endangered and threatened wildlife specimens and live animals on the internet.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this is on your regular online trading platforms. We don't have the capacity to even look at social media and the closed Facebook groups and your WhatsApp talks and things like that. So there's really no way to measure it. It is huge.
Yeah.
I can definitely say that. It is everywhere. Anywhere that has internet will most likely have illegal trade.
And then I guess the stuff that you were able to identify and pull down those over 11,000 advertisement, that's only things that we know are illegal to trade. This doesn't have any implications
It wasn't illegal things. It was endangered and threatened wildlife specimens that we found online,
okay.
11,500.
Wow. And so that doesn't even take into account things that were maybe like illegally poached or unethically farmed, anything like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And that was just in 6 weeks. And that was only a couple of researchers. trying to keep on top of it. Wow. Yeah, it was enormous, yeah.
So are there any areas of the world, I guess, even in that small research group that you undertook, that you found had a higher incidence of kind of cybercrime when it comes to illegal wildlife trafficking and trade?
Well, as I mentioned, so anywhere that has internet is very high likelihood there's illegal trade. We've conducted snapshot investigations, and these are just to really demonstrate that there's a problem, because that's how we start our conversations with regulators and industry about trying to find solutions. But we've conducted investigations in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, and in the Oceania region, so Australia and New Zealand, and we have found it everywhere. So there's really not... There's a slight difference in terms of the products that are traded, but it's everywhere.
Gosh. So you mentioned before that this is really, really hard to police and really hard to track. How do we begin to tackle this problem?
Well, there's a couple of things, I guess, from the public point of view, and this is a cause that's really close to our heart, is that these online trading platforms, that they don't intend to facilitate the trade of illegal wildlife. Their online trading platforms are meant to help commerce and trade that's above board, and it's just unscrupulous individuals and criminal networks that are utilising their platform. A lot of these platforms have policies that don't allow the trade of endangered species. Facebook, eBay, Gumtree all have policies that say you're not allowed to trade endangered wildlife on their platforms. It still happens. So as an individual, if you happen to be on Facebook Marketplace or Gumtree and you see something that doesn't look quite right, report it to that online trading platform. Or equally, you can actually report it to IFAW through our website, which is ifaw.org. And we have close relationships with a lot of these online trading platforms, and so we can work with them. I'll give you an example that happened recently. I was talking with the animal welfare officer for this online trading platform in New Zealand called Trade Me, and I identified that they had an African grey parrot that was advertised for sale on that platform, and I highlighted that to them, and they pulled that advert down immediately.
Okay, so these sites are, you know, more than willing to work with groups like I4 and really stomp this when they find it. So it's up to the public to help them find it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, unfortunately, the laws that govern this type of illegal trade were really passed when the internet was just a thought. Mm. And so regulators haven't been able to catch up with it either. So industry is actually ahead of regulators in terms of this issue. But, you know, Facebook and eBay, they only have a certain number of employees. They can't be policing every advertisement or every post on their platform 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it does take a big community of concerned individuals to just report what they see. And you shouldn't feel like you're dobbing someone in. You're actually doing the right thing.
You're doing a really good thing if you do report. Kelly, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.